The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump again, tough on trade, and rightly so. Harley?
Yes, well, we know the Chinese are famous for being patient in business negotiations. They have always taken the long view that China and its very stable communist government is going to be around a long, 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 long time,
yes.
While the governments and therefore the negotiators with Western nations, including the U.S., tend to come and go. Well, President Trump's made it pretty clear he can wait, too. And he's confident about being reelected. So China needs to know he and his team are going to be around for a while, too. The president said today he's willing to wait until after the 2020 election to close a deal with Beijing on trade. Now, they can't want to wait that long, and he knows that. His comments are just a day after he added steel from Brazil and Argentina to the increased tariffs list. Also said retaliation for France's new digital tax will be answered with tariffs on $2.4 billion in French imports. Pretty clear, the president said, and he meant it, he's willing to contend with countries that are unwilling to trade with the U.S.
Yeah.
On even terms.
On even terms, that's all he's saying. I mean, he made this point about India. Stuff comes into America from India for nothing. The American product goes to India, and they got tariffs of 100%. He said, hang on, that doesn't make sense. Kamala Harris is gone. Another one's bit the dust.
Yes. Well, you know, she wasn't showing up in the polls very strongly, and she's run out of money. So that'll do it, or most presidential campaigns. Like she said, I'm not a billionaire. I can't finance my own campaign, which is, I think, an obvious reference to Michael Bloomberg, who's jumped into the race, former mayor of New York, who's a multi-billionaire, has a whole lot more money than Donald Trump does. And, you know, Bloomberg's made it pretty clear he doesn't even care if people give him money. He's just going to spend his own money, try to buy his way into the
White House. Wasting his time. No hope. Bloomberg, no hope. What about the teddy bear?
Well, this is a really nice thing. Every year at ice hockey rinks, the teams have a cute little charity event for the holiday season. Fans bring a teddy bear to the game, and during an appropriate time, they throw the teddy bears onto the ice, where they're collected and then disseminated later to charities that give them to needy children for Christmas. And the Hershey Bears, as opposed to bars, in Pennsylvania at a hockey game, the fans set a new record. They threw 45,650 stuffed toys onto the ice.
Well done.
10,000 more than last year.
Lovely stuff to make someone happy. Well, you've made us happy all year, Harley. It's my last day on air. Thank you for everything that you've done. Have a wonderful Christmas to you and your family, and we'll see you next year.
You too. We'll take care.
There he is. Harley Carnes in the United States of America, 8:30, 7:30 in Queensland.